local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
It would seem that the United States on this day is under attack.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
A plane crashed into the Pentagon and started a large fire there. There have been some people injured at the Pentagon.
It was an aircraft that an eyewitness has described to us as a 737. It struck the World Trade Center at its upper levels. And then 18 minutes after that, there was this frightening scene of a second aircraft plowing into the other tower.
We heard the building coming down, and that's what we were running from. Literally, people ran out of their shoes trying to get out of the way of this thing.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
Very powerful. What's up?
Oh, absolutely. 412, News Radio 92.3. I was listening to that and just, do you remember, were you born?
Yes, I was.
I had first asked.
I was 6 days away from turning 2 months old.
Lucky you. I was actually in a newsroom, and I was watching this thing unfold in our monitors, which was, I still today, just at least seems like yesterday in terms of that. So that was a great thing. Steve Taylor, our own Steve Taylor in the newsroom, put that together. And we've got some other surprises for you throughout the day today.
Yeah. We've got some 9/11 moments like that just kind of, recount what the day was like. It kind of gives you some of that insight of what the experience was in the moment, and you hear those different accounts that are talking about it and all that. And, we touch on it every year. It's been 23 years, but the fact that you can still so easily, the people that were alive and the people that can remember it, and especially those who experienced it firsthand, it's so easy to relive it even all these years later.
You just could not believe it was really happening.
Right.
You thought it was a Hollywood set or something, but then reality hits and it was all too real. And it's just a bad memory. That's what that is.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to be talking a lot about 9/11 today. And we'll also be, Hurricane Francis all day, all hours, every day.
Right.
It's all hurricane. Well, Hurricane Francis, Francine, I'm sorry, Hurricane Francine, is a Cat 2 storm now.
Yes.
Just popped up to 100. Sustained wind is 100 miles per hour. And it is a bad boy. It's making that Louisiana landfall as we speak right now. So the track of Francine remains, yes, far west of Pensacola, but we're going to see the rain bands. We're going to see the wind bands. And there is an increased tornado threat near the coastline. That threat will be the greatest tonight heading into tomorrow. Few immediate concerns here. Heavy rainfall, flooding with strong gusty winds, chance of widespread power outages, and a projected storm surge up to 2 feet possible. But we've got this covered for you. As a matter of fact, coming up in about 6 minutes from right now, we're going to invite David Hero. He's with Escambia County, the Director of Communications and Public Information. He's going to join us, and we're going to find out how ready the county is and the way they prepare for an event like this. So yes. David will join us in about 6 minutes.
Yeah, we'll have him ready to go. And we'll take, and of course, to allow time for that, we'll take a break a little bit earlier than usual. But it's a good thing that Chris is talking about Hurricane Francine, because that is the perfect segue for traffic and weather together. This first check of the roads and weather is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, my goodness, it was miserable yesterday. Happy to say that it looks nowhere near as bad today. It seems like we've got some minor congestion developing on I-10, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, as we always have this hour. Outside of that, it's just the usual hitters. Traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze towards Tiger Point, traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, passing Hurlburt Field, and traveling westbound on Highway 90, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 73 degrees. Of course, we do have very various, that's the word I'm looking for, various warnings. We got a flood watch, we've got a flood advisory, we've got a high surf warning, all of this. And as we get into tonight, your low is going to be 75. Right now it's around 73, though, at this time is what it says here. So that's contradictory, I suppose. As we get into your Thursday, it's going to be a high of 86 and a low of 75 with 90% chances of rainfall in the morning, but it should lessen some by your Thursday night.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're talking about Hurricane Francine, but we're also diving into the 9/11, kind of remembering what was going on 23 years ago. Ceremonies taking place across the U.S. today included Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Fox's Jeff Manosco has more report.
In the rolling hills of Shanksville, Pennsylvania,
my mom, Cece Louise Ross Lyles.
The reading of the names for the 23rd time since terrorists hijacked United Flight 93 in 2001, before some of the 40 passengers and crew members aboard became heroes, rushing the terrorists, forcing the plane to the ground where 23 years later, a visible scar from the crash remains. Victims' names etched in stone with a living memorial called the Tower of Voices, and where today 150 family members and dignitaries gather to remember. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
And we'll have reports for you throughout the evening. As a matter of fact, we're going an extended schedule today.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be having our coverage until 8 o'clock tonight. So we're all ready for that. Excited to bring you the information that's coming down with Hurricane Francine. Changing by the minute, but we're here with you. So we'll let you know what's going on.
Absolutely. 4:17, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll have that interview with David Hero. Figure out some more details on this Francine situation. We got all that and more coming up on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like Cemex, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Mild programming update. We have we do have an interview here for you, but it's Eric Gilmore. Ain't that right, Chris?
It sure is. An old buddy of mine. Eric, what are you doing this afternoon? You're probably one of the busiest guys in this town.
No, actually, I'm just sitting here waiting for... No, I've been storm all day long. No, we're making sure we have our ducks in a row, our I's dotted and our T's crossed. I mean, we, you know, if we're going to tell the public to be prepared, then by golly, we better be prepared as well. So, no, we've been just making sure we've got everything uptight and out of sight.
You're absolutely right. You know, I've known this guy. When I moved over from New York, I had just gone through Katrina, and I came to Pensacola, and at that time, Eric, I was working under your dad over there. And
yes, sir.
Then I had to take all the – they said, well, you got to take it. You got to get certified for all those darn FEMA courses for the hurricane. So I did that, and you were my instructor.
That's it, all those courses. And by the way, if you hadn't updated them, you need to get them updated. So.
You know what? I got to do that. I'm sure I do. But, yeah, Eric Gilmore, the county's permanent – I like to use that word, permanent public safety director. How long were you in that interim phase there?
See, I was interim from December of 2020 until June of 2021. So roughly 6 months I was in the interim phase. Yes, sir.
Is Escambia County ready for this? You know, we can't call it Hurricane Francine because what we're getting are the bands, the wind bands and rain bands. But is the county ready?
We are. We are absolutely ready. We've been talking about this thing for the last 3 days since Monday. We've been meeting in the EOC. We've been having daily updates with Mobile Weather because I think we're all remember Sally, where this thing was supposed to make landfall somewhere in Louisiana, and it made landfall on top of us. So we was watching this thing, making sure that it was going to track the way it was supposed to. And, you know, all the lessons learned during Sally, for you know, we were behind the ball on that one because we just – didn't think it was going to come to us. Yeah. So we made sure we had everything ready to go to pull those trigger points. But yes, so we got emergency services. We're going to staff a couple of additional emergency services tonight because we do have the potential. It's the rain bands. You're right, Chris. It's outer bands for possible tornadoes. Some localized flooding. We're going to start seeing the rain pick up around 7 o'clock this afternoon. And things will kind of deteriorate for us as some of the bands come on and look like they might be training a little bit up the county. So, yes, we're absolutely ready. We'll be monitoring throughout the night. I've got a emergency manager will be in the room just watching. Of course, you know, 911 services are up and running. I don't see anything that would take us offline. You know, usually over sustained winds of 40 miles an hour, we do take emergency responders off the road. We're going to see gusts throughout the night, possibly up to 30 miles an hour. So we'll be out in full force all night. So if anything's needed, anything breaks or pops, we're ready to respond.
You know, over the years, and my first storm, of course, was Hurricane Camille back in 69. And one thing that I learned out of all of these storms that I have dealt with, they all have different personalities for one, but you can't trust them. Not until they make landfall.
That's right.
And I can remember right now, we were standing when Hurricane Ivan was making a beeline to New Orleans. And I was they evacuated the city. We were there at what they call Lee Circle. And they put us in a hotel there, the Modern Hotel, or the Hotel Cirque, as they called it. And the only reason why we went in that hotel, because that was the only hotel in New Orleans that had generators on the roof. Everything else flooded out. So when it comes and you hit those words, we have to make sure that it's there and done in place, because these storms will turn on you, won't they?
Oh, no, absolutely. Like I said, this thing had meandered around for several days, just wandering around. And then, you know, and they said it was going to be a Cat 2 at landfall. Well, lo and behold, it did make Cat 2 just before landfall.
Right.
But it didn't build as fast as they thought it was going to build, but it kind of meandered around. So when those things meander and there's no good steering currents, you want to make darn sure they go where they say it's going to go.
And we don't get too far into this event to call in an incident commander, do we?
No, just not on this one. Okay. Because if we have a tornado or we have localized flooding, it'll be just like a regular Florida thunderstorm for us. We'll have our emergency services get out and respond as they do and handle the situation. Now, if it gets way beyond our scope or span of control, then we'll bring in a forward command. But right now, no, there's no need for a large setup for an EOC or anything for what we have coming toward us for the next 14 hours.
You know, for the 14, 15 years I was with ECOA, I sat in that ECOA many a night, and just watching the different departments, the different, like, whether it be at that time Gulf Power, FPNL, ECOA, you know, the normal utilities out there. But what was really a hard thing to get a grasp of sometimes was allocating equipment to certain areas. That could be the tricky point because you didn't know if the road was out or whatever. How do you go about making that decision in terms of what pieces of equipment you're going to put into action?
Oh, those are really good questions. So first off, you know, if you're limited on a resource, you want that resource going to the most emergent or immediate need. So you would first scale it against that. So I've got two situations. Which one's more dire? Is this one life safety or this one property preservation? I'm going to go with life safety every time. So anything that's going to preserve life, that resource is going to go for that if I have limited resources. Next is ground truthing. So we will send people out ahead before we send the resources out to make sure that we can access those areas, because some of the resources are big and they need wide berth, or they need a hard pack, or they need something. You just don't want to send it out there and not be able to utilize it and get stuck, and now you've got no resource to send anywhere. So we do send people out ahead for ground truthing to make sure that the plan's still viable, and then we can get the resource where it needs to go. So a lot of intel, a lot of communication, and making sure we're deploying those resources efficiently and putting them to the right incident at the time.
I know the EOC is not activated right now, but you do have people over there manning the building and kind of keeping track of things. How many staff members you got over there?
Oh, that's a good question, too. So we have right now, it'll probably be about five or six of us throughout the night.
Okay.
The fire chief will come in off and on. The EMS chief, he'll be in and out. So my chiefs will be in and out, rotating with their deputy chiefs. And then, of course, my emergency management team. I've got four individuals in emergency management. They'll be in and out, swapping in and out, doing their thing. But we will be monitoring throughout. The EOC will be turned on. The lights will be turned on. We just won't have a full staff. So it'll just be people watching, and then dispatch, of course, working with dispatch to see what kind of calls are coming in through the 911 board.
Well, listen, Eric Gilmore, we appreciate you. You don't know how much, and thank you so much for being there for us. Eric Gilmore, of course, the public safety director for Escambia County, watching out for all of us here. And he does a bang-up job and has, I've known him for 15, 16 years now. Jeez. Isn't that right, Eric? Something like that?
Been for a while now. Jeez. Somewhere like that. That's exactly right.
Hey, Eric, and I've got the gray hair, and I've got the gray hair to prove it. Let me tell you.
You do have that. I agree. Yes, you do.
Hey, we'll check in. We'll check in tomorrow with you. Eric Gilmore from Escambia County. He's the big dog in terms of public safety, and he's got it covered today.
Absolutely. Just about 4:30 here. Right before we go to the Fox News break, we'll just get one last very quick check of the roads and weather here, just as like a buzzer beater sort of thing. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still mildly backed up. Same with North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Then it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 73 degrees. Obviously, we've got a lot of rain coming in. Be on the lookout for that. And we've got details on Francine making landfall soon. And tonight's low is going to be mid-70s as well. As for your Thursday, it'll be a high of 86 and a low of 75. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that rain will kind of dissipate throughout your Thursday
it
as well.
It will. It will. And you see, I've got those FEMA certifications to prove it.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm a pretty smart guy, man.
I'm Tom Graham. Hurricane Francine is bearing down on Louisiana, packing winds at 100 miles per hour.
Several parishes along the coast, they are either under a voluntary or mandatory evacuation. Now, Baton Rouge, further inland, so the worst impacts are forecasted to come around midnight.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Baton Rouge. After last night's debate, both Vice President Harris, former President Trump visiting New York today to honor those lost during the September 11 terror attacks. Also visiting the Pennsylvania crash site of Flight 93.
Today, former President Donald Trump in Shanksville speaking with families as President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris also visited the site. Family members tell me they talked with both politicians and they had good conversations with them.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Shanksville, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. At the closing bell on Wall Street today, stocks were higher. The Dow gained 124 points. The S&P 500 was up by 58. And the biggest gainer of the day, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, grew by more than 2.1%, up 369 points. Shares of Children's Place soared by 90% today as a rare gainer after the retailer topped analyst expectations with its first adjusted profit in 2 years. Children's Place says its second quarter net loss narrowed to $32.1 million, or $2.51 a share. That's down from a loss of $35.4 million, or $2.82 a share in the same period last year. After more than 150 years, pantry staple Campbell's is dropping soup from its name. The Camden, New Jersey-based company and component on the S&P 500 is officially changing its name to the Campbell's Company. U.S. crude oil futures for October around $67 a barrel. That's your money.
This is Zach Gelb with Sportsman and sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Kirk Cousins thought Atlanta would be his final NFL stop when he signed a 4-year contract there this past offseason. Then in stunning fashion, the Falcons took Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th overall pick. The Falcons are 0-1 after losing to the Steelers to start their season, and the next two games are against the Eagles and Chiefs. The Falcons start at 0-3. The calls to see Penix Jr. to start in Atlanta will really start to take off. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance.
Ah.
At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
From one generation to the next.
Wilson rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris last night, the first time they've ever met in person, supposedly, and also, of course, the first time they debated. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about reimagining Palo Fox, the Escambia Children's Trust, and the proposed sports facility at Ashton-Brosnahan Park. And today is the anniversary of 9/11, the horrid terrorist attack that changed life for all of us, and we will never forget. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
September 11th, 2001.
At 8:45 Eastern Time on a clear day on the southern tip of Manhattan, not one but two aircraft plowed into the World Trade Center.
Plumes of smoke and gases as the collapse happened began to roll our way, and that is when the crowd went wild. People just began to run.
We do have some videotape of the second plane, and you can see it there.
We're under attack.
Going into
and
building.
We're under attack.
The Pentagon, the White House, the Capitol, and the Treasury have been evacuated in Washington. In New York, all airports, tunnels, and bridges have been closed.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day. September the 11th, 2001.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. Obviously a lot to unpack with the 9/11 anniversary. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather here before we dive into that. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Luckily, I won't be talking for too long, Chris. I only got a couple of issues here on the roads. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street still backed up. Same with North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Then it'll be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, of course, it is 73 degrees. It's been a light rain, very gloomy skies out there. It will, of course, increase tonight. There's heavy chances of showers throughout your Wednesday as we get into Thursday. It should begin to die down in the latter half of Thursday with a high of 86 and a low of 75.
Okay, 4:39, News Radio 92.3. Thanks to Eric Gilmore. Of course, Eric is the Escambia County's public safety director, kind of outlining how ready the county is for this thing.
Right.
And again, let me just stress to you folks, we're talking about rain bands and wind bands. Not the storms to our west, but we're going to still get the weather from this thing. Let me let me. I wanted to mention this when Eric was on the line with us, but Escambia County, they still have free sand available for residents living in flood prone areas. The sand is available on a first come first served basis at the following locations: Don Sutton Park, Travis Nelson Park, the Equestrian Center, John R. Jones Athletic Park, Escambia County Road Department, Ferry Pass Middle School, Bars Field Athletic Park, Brent Athletic Park, and just don't forget, you got to bring your own sandbags and shovels.
Yes, absolutely.
Certain things you got to take.
That is true,
of.
Speaking from experience on that. I will say President Biden, former President Trump, and Vice President Harris seemingly civil around one another this morning, of course. And I'm glad they were because it's a very serious issue. They were remembering the victims of 9/11 today. The three are visiting or had visited the World Trade Center, the crash sites in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. On this 23rd anniversary of the attacks, family members of the victims also gathered with local leaders in Lower Manhattan for the annual reading of the victims' names.
Okay, coming up in about 9 minutes, we're going to have Jenny Craner. Who's Jenny? You know who she is. She's the fire chief of Pensacola Fire. We're going to talk to her. What we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, just making sure that you understand everything's covered for this storm. All the different utilities, whether it be law enforcement. And so we'll share their thoughts with you. And coming up in about 9 minutes, Jenny Craner from the Pensacola Fire Department.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We've seen, because we keep hearing about Francine hitting the Louisiana coastline. But yes, obviously, it not only is some of the runoff weather going to hit us, it's going to hit us pretty hard. And there have been several safety precautions taken that we've heard from yesterday to today. Yesterday, we heard about campers being evacuated from Fort Pickens. We heard about Escambia County schools. They said no extracurricular activities for today. And also, the Navarre Beach Pier closed at 4 p.m. this afternoon in advance of possible severe weather.
It's all in the name of safety. They're just taking care of business and making sure that everything is done right. All of the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. If you're thinking about maybe making some money tonight, here's your chance. Powerball, $134 million, $67.6 million. That's your cash option. Heading out the door. Drawing tonight, 10 o'clock. Good luck. Play wisely.
And if you're trying not to lose money, the Escambia Sheriff's Office is out with a warning about the latest round of scam calls. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the scammers may have your loan number and personal information about you or some of your relatives to make the call seem more legitimate. The scammers are apparently telling people that they have a warrant related to the loan, but it can be canceled if money is deposited into a Bitcoin ATM. Simmons says law enforcement, whether it's his office, the U.S. Marshals, or the FBI, will never make this request.
You might have noticed this when you were driving down the street today and you noticed the flags were flying at half staff. Mm. You know why that is?
9/11.
You got it. It's 23 years since the terrorists launched that attack on American soil. Today is Patriot Day, and it is the designated day to stop and remember what happened in New York City, Washington, and Pennsylvania. All agencies across the U.S. will fly those flags at half staff today.
Also, Governor Hochul up in New York signing several pieces of legislation to provide further support for victims of the terror attacks. One authorizes accidental death benefits for the family of Port Authority police officer and former MLB player Anthony Vivaro of Staten Island, who was killed in a 9/11 memorial-related car accident. Another piece confers benefits to the widow of Lieutenant Paul Adams, who died of 9/11-related illness. And a third act renames the bridge on State Route 9 crossing the Ausable River. Is that what it's called? In Clinton County, as the Captain Christopher J. Garrow Memorial Bridge. Garrow was a state police veteran who participated in search and recovery efforts at the World Trade Center site and later succumbed to cancer in 2023.
Okay. As you sit there in traffic maybe today, I notice the transition lane from the 110 freeway over to Davis Highway has some backup over here. So we'll watch that one for you. That's usually an indicator for us.
Yes.
We can see that section of the road. It's pretty much backed up on that side. But we also were touching about making money.
Yes.
Right? All right. Another big jackpot roll has come to an end as a ticket sold in Sugar Land, Texas, won the Mega Millions jackpot. Yeah, I looked at it today when I saw $20 million because it had been in a, $300, $400 million or something like that. Anyway, after matching all six numbers drawn Tuesday night, It was 800 million. Mm. That's what it, where am I at? It was, no, it was 404 million. That was the cash option.
Right.
And then the amount was 800 million. Somebody won it in Texas. So the next estimated jackpot is fraudy, $20 million with a cash option of $10.1 million. I could say, I'm not going to play. It's only $10 million.
Just about 445
I'd take
here.
It in a New York second.
Absolutely. 445 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, once again, not too much going on. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still kind of backed up. Same with North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, of course, we're monitoring Francine 24/7. But as for how the standard weather is right now, 73 degrees, low mid-70s tonight. And as we get past all of this rainfall that's going to happen throughout your Wednesday night, Thursday, it's still going to be rainy, but it will dissipate just a tad as we get into your Thursday night. Thursday's high is going to be 86 with a low of 75.
And believe it or not, NFL football tomorrow night.
Yes.
And I can watch it because it's a prime game.
Right.
If it goes over to the Peacock thing, I don't have it. So anyway, Buffalo, Miami, prime video kickoff at 7:15. Who do you pull that game?
Man, Miami and Buffalo? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. That's tough. Because the Bills and Dolphins both, I think, struggled more than some people thought they would. I'll take the Dolphins because they're at home, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins. Sure.
It's going to be a good game.
I was about to say, conflicted.
I was thinking about it because I have watched Buffalo, Josh Allen, and what he's doing.
Right.
He didn't have such a great year last year, though.
Josh Allen, his problem is he looks great in the regular season until the games matter late in the regular season or in the postseason, and then he stalls out.
You see, you can obtain all of this smart knowledge from this guy next to me on his podcast. This is a sports guy. He knows all this kind of stuff. That's why I defer. Okay, tell me about that one. Tell me about how people can hear you talk about sports.
Well, it's the College Tribe podcast on ESPNPensacola.com. We do it every Tuesday, and it's just me rambling about college football.
That's smart rambling, though.
Yes, smart rambling. It's like, imagine you're walking through a park, and there's a guy on a stool with a megaphone. That's me, but it's about college football stuff instead of abortion.
Shut up.
that's the style I'm going for. 447 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got an interview, don't we, Chris?
We do, with Jenny Craner, of course. Who is she? You know who she is. She's the chief of the Pensacola Fire Department. We're talking to Jenny in minutes.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Got
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, 4:50 here. Chris, we've got Jenny Craner on the line for you.
Yes, we do. This is a very honorable occasion for me because I've been wanting to speak to this lady for some darn time. Jenny Craner, she is the chief of PFD, Pensacola Fire Department. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
Well, you know what? Not so bad. We're kind of extending our coverage today. We're covering, of course, the bad weather and basically making sure everybody understands what's going on out there. And I know during weather situations like this can be an act of planning, and that kind of is what is going on. I just had Eric Gilmore, who is the public safety director over at Escambia County, a few minutes ago. And we were talking about the importance of planning for these darn things. And the words always come up, hurricane prep. Let's talk about the scenario here for Pensacola Fire. You guys ready?
Oh, Pensacola Fire's ready. All of our first responders are ready. We always upstaff in situations like this when we are seeing a known possibility of tornadoes or very severe rain that could lead to flooding. We always have firefighters and police officers ready to go, but we also have our public works teams working out there in advance, making sure that the city is ready to respond to any kind of flooding.
You know, the thing that gets me a lot of times is some of the knuckleheads that, like, for instance, will stay on the island during a hurricane. There is a term, no-go threshold. What is the threshold for the fire department in terms of responding to, say, if there was a residential fire in the middle of a storm? What is the threshold there in terms of how high can the winds go before you can't go?
Great question, Chris. When we had this situation happen during Hurricane Sally, you know, our bridges closed down at 39 miles per hour of sustained wind. Mm-hmm. But if you think of these large aerial ladder fire apparatus we have, they get really dicey out there in that kind of wind. So we have a response rule of 50 miles per hour. And during Hurricane Sally, Pensacola firefighters were out at a structure fire in very high winds. So it is very dangerous. We don't want anyone on the road putting themselves in that situation, and really encourage everyone to pay attention to local weather authorities and stay weather aware.
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, we can apply this term, what's going on here at our facility at ADX Communications. We're on an all hands on deck mode right now. We're extending our hours in terms of broadcast, just making sure that we're distributing the information that people need. Many fire departments operate under that kind of the all hands on deck mode when a hurricane is in the forecast. How do you determine the shifts? In other words, you don't flip a coin, say, okay, Fred, you stay, there you go. Is it all hands on deck and you have to rearrange the schedules?
We do rearrange the schedules. We have a hurricane plan that's very robust. And in that plan, if there's a hurricane in the Gulf, a declared hurricane in the Gulf, or something that is projected to be, we cancel leave and, right, and different things like that, just to make sure we have enough staffing. Mm-hmm. We have in our plan, in fact, tonight, we may have to have our shift that's on right now stay a little later, depending on the timing of any kind of bad weather in the morning.
Just to be prepared. That's exactly what we're doing, Jenny. We're kind of extending the shifts. Andrew McKay comes in. Usually he's in at 5. He'll be in at 4 in the morning with his show. And it's just pushing out the messaging and the information so the folks know what is actually going on out there. When the storm does hit, do you have an assignment of equipment? I know you got some great pieces of equipment, but what is the equipment that can be used in, like, in a storm, or it couldn't be used in a storm? What would you use in say, a rain band situation like we have here?
Well, obviously our fireboat will not be able to respond in a situation like this. That goes without saying, right?
Right.
But we do have challenges in heavy lightning. We're really concerned about power lines coming down. Right. And when it rains and rains and we get little gusts of wind, it can knock up these trees and cause utility problems, gas lines down, power lines down. So we're very concerned with our ground ladders. If we need to set up a ladder and get on a roof or set up those aerial ladders I described, it's very dangerous for our firefighters.
What is your extent of responsibility in terms of a medical emergency response? What are your limits on that?
We will respond until we hit that 50-mile-per-hour wind rule, and then we will have to hold 911 calls until we're able to get back out in the street. But as soon as we can, we will be back out in the street responding to those calls, and we ask everyone to really pay attention to what's happening with the storm, particularly if they live in an area that floods. If it floods when there's a regular storm, right, you know it's going to flood when there's this kind of tropical weather. And if someone is calling at the last minute, we're going to do our best to get them, but we may have to wait until we can actually respond.
I call it the dance of the agencies, and I'm talking about whether it be fire, National Guard, Coast Guard, things like that. Do you guys, during the off-season, hurricane season, do you sit around a table and kind of coordinate this dance in terms of response?
We absolutely do, and we pick up efficiencies every time we have these tabletop exercises or go through plans, because you pick up different ideas from different agencies and current threats, and we know that disasters won't get any easier. And it really is our responsibility to make sure that we're able to respond to this extreme weather with the right equipment and taking care of our firefighters who are our citizens too, that the first priority for them is their families, but they have to make sure, we all have to make sure that our families understand that we'll be working in the city and we have to do this preparation of our homes in advance so we can respond.
I think we all buy into that same philosophy in what we do. Jenny Grainer, Chief of Fire at Pensacola. Listen, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you do out there. You guys do a great job, and I appreciate you spending a few minutes with me today.
Thank you, Chris. We're proud of everyone in the city and their response. And thank you to our radio professionals for keeping all of us informed so we can receive alerts.
You got it. Listen, be safe out there. Jenny Grainer, of course, PFD fire chief. And she's always a delight to talk to. So, wow.
Absolutely.
Busy. I'm telling you, these guys, first responders, this is what they work for. This is what they train for. Everybody. And that's why I wanted to give you kind of a diverse look at the situation from Emergency Operations Center at Scambia County to Pensacola Fire Department. And we will continue to highlight these folks out there working for us.
Absolutely. Just about 4:57, knocking on the door, 4:58. So as we get down to the downward stretch here, just got a couple things. For starters, looking at the roads just very quickly, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still backed up. Same with Pine Forest traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's still 73 degrees in Pensacola. Actually, scratch that, dropped a little bit to 71. Tonight's low, sitting around there, I can only imagine. As we get into tomorrow, we're going to see that rain start to kind of dissipate slowly but surely, with a high of 86 and a low of 75 on your Thursday. Now, we have not promoted this all hour just because there's been so much going on, but we do have a pair of tickets to give away right before the Fox News break next hour. That's going to be right before 5:30. Got a Man for All Seasons, a pair of tickets to that. And I do have a trivia question here that I jotted
down.
And
if you don't pick them up, I'm grabbing them.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, I already saw Chris trying to rig the system before we went on air tonight. So, yes, be on the lookout for that. But I do have a trivia question here, and I think it's a good one. Chris, when we get off air here at the top of the hour, I'll ask you to see if you know
morning?
The answer. I'll ask you to see if you, I mean, for this hour.
Oh, okay.
I'll see if you know the answer to this question.
I thought you were talking about us getting up tomorrow morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Luckily, at least currently, just an hour of extra time here.
Hey, loving every minute of it. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. I love it when a hurricane comes in.
No, I don't.
And we got to work longer.
I don't.
Yeah.
We won't go that crazy.
That is not what Chris meant. But yeah, okay. So we've got those tickets to give away. And I really wanted to stress that because, as I said, just with the 9/11 stuff, we have Francine. Heck, we had the debate last night. We didn't talk about that at all this hour. So there's just been so much going on. So I have gotten notes in front of me, Chris. I will not forget those tickets at 5:30.
I can guarantee you this. The ballpark will be dark tonight on Main Street.
That is quite.
You think it's going to be a rain out tonight?
That's quite a hot take. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, then it'll be Thursday night. First pitch, 6:05.
Yeah, we are supposed to have rain on Thursday night, but not nearly as bad.
Biscuits in town. And Pensacola is handling them pretty darn well. So, no, I take that back. The Biscuits down Pensacola 6-1 Tuesday night.
Oh, plot twist to end hour one.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.